Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we dive into the latest quarterly results and what they mean for investors. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're breaking down Colgate-Palmolive's first quarter 2026 earnings call, and there's quite a bit to unpack here.
Before we jump in, I need to share our standard disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, Colgate had an interesting quarter, some really strong performance in certain areas, but they're also dealing with significant headwinds. Where do you want to start?
Let's kick off with the headline numbers. Colgate delivered what CEO Noel Wallace called strong top and bottom line growth, with organic sales growth actually accelerating from fourth quarter. They saw growth in both volume and pricing across all four categories and four of five divisions, which is pretty impressive breadth.
That's right. And what really caught my attention was the geographic mix. Emerging markets were the star of the show, particularly Asia Pacific. Wallace mentioned that these are regions where Colgate's global brands have higher market shares and greater scale advantages, so they're doubling down on investments there.
Speaking of investments, they're maintaining their focus on brand equity and advertising spending, which is notable given the cost pressures they're facing. But Jordan, let's talk about the elephant in the room. That $300 million increase in expected raw material and logistics costs?
Yeah, this is where things get interesting from a margins perspective. They had to revise their gross margin outlook downward because of these cost pressures. CFO Stanley Sutula broke it down. About two-thirds of that $300 million hit is from raw materials, one-third from logistics. The big culprits? Oil byproducts like resins and petrochemicals, with spending in those areas expected to be up more than 20% year-over-year.
And they're assuming crude oil at around $110 for their planning purposes. But here's what I found encouraging. Despite these headwinds, they reaffirmed their full-year guidance for both top and bottom-line growth. How are they managing to do that?
It comes down to what Wallace calls their flexible P&L model. They're offsetting these cost pressures through several levers: revenue growth management, or RGM, productivity initiatives, and they just announced an acceleration of their strategic growth and productivity program, or SGPP.
Let's dig into that SGPP announcement because it's pretty significant. They're now targeting $200 million-$300 million in annualized savings, with most of those savings hitting in 2027 and 2028. Wallace emphasized this isn't an extension of the program. It's still completing by end of 2028, but they've identified additional opportunities.
Right. And Sutula explained that the strong execution from their teams allowed them to reach the high end of their initial targets. Plus, they found new ways to simplify operations and enhance efficiency. I like that they're being proactive about organizational structure and reducing complexity.
Now, the regional performance was really telling. Asia Pacific was a standout, with improvements in both China through their Hawley and Hazel business and strong performance in India. Wallace mentioned they're not completely out of the woods in China yet, but the interventions they've made, accelerated innovation, better omnichannel execution, are starting to pay off.
Latin America also had another strong volume quarter with mid-single-digit growth. Wallace was particularly enthusiastic about their execution there, highlighting their use of AI and best-in-class revenue growth management. It sounds like they're really at the forefront of implementing some of Colgate's strategic capabilities.
But then there's North America, which continues to lag. Wallace was pretty candid that this market was going to take some time, and they're implementing a comprehensive strategy reset, including brand interventions, accelerated innovation, and better retail execution.
What I found interesting in the Q&A was when analyst Andrea Teixeira asked about the competitive environment in U.S. oral care. Wallace acknowledged increased competitive spending, particularly on couponing, but said they're responding with stepped-up investments and more aggressive innovation plans.
The Hill's pet nutrition business also deserves a mention. Despite a challenging category environment, they delivered solid 4.8% organic growth, excluding the private label exit. Wallace highlighted double-digit growth in key prescription diet segments, which is their higher-margin, vet-recommended business.
And looking ahead, what's Colgate's strategy for navigating this inflationary environment? Wallace was clear, they'll continue taking pricing where opportunities exist, but it needs to be innovation-led. They're focused on having strong value propositions across different price points.
That's a smart approach. Rather than just blanket price increases, they're coupling pricing with innovation to justify the premium. Wallace mentioned their Purple launch in Asia and Latin America is performing well, and they're expanding into adjacent categories.
What about the consumer response to all this inflation? That came up in several questions.
Wallace acknowledged they're watching consumer behavior very, very carefully, given the compounded inflation over recent years. They're seeing some category sluggishness, but importantly, categories haven't worsened and emerging markets are actually picking up a bit.
So, bringing this all together for investors, what's the key takeaway here? Colgate is demonstrating operational resilience in a challenging cost environment. They're maintaining investment and growth while managing through significant input cost inflation.
Exactly. The fact that they can reaffirm guidance despite a $300 million cost headwind speaks to the flexibility they've built into their business model. The strong emerging markets performance, the productivity program acceleration, and their innovation pipeline all support the longer-term growth story.
Though investors should watch North America closely, that's clearly the region that needs the most work, and the gross margin pressure is real, even if they're offsetting it elsewhere in the P&L.
For sure. The margin dynamics will be something to monitor, especially if commodity costs stay elevated. But Colgate's track record of navigating inflationary periods and their global brand strength in emerging markets provides some defensive characteristics.
Before we wrap up, I should mention that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. Colgate's showing they can adapt to challenging conditions while investing for long-term growth. Exactly what you want to see from a consumer staples company in this environment.
We'll be back with more AI-powered earnings analysis. Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified.
See you next time on Beta Finch. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.